It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to the Garden Report. The Celtics beat the Knicks emphatically here, score 133 points. But another frustrating moment a week after Jason Tatum's ejection.
Yeah, it was a week ago, right? Yeah, you're right.
Jaylen Brown ejected tonight. Two straight technicals in the fourth quarter. Charges on in the court. Very frustrated in the locker room after. Jason and some others were saying that they'd never seen Jaylen that angry. And he went to the podium and kept the comments going after the game in terms of his frustration with the officiating after this one. Gonna rack up a lot of fine money, Josue.
Yeah, well, he wishes he got his money's worth. So I guess this is his way of making that happen. I mean, listen, for the official to react the way he did so quickly, like I said on the Southern Sports Game Show, I got to side with Jaylen on this one. I mean,
You didn't like Jason last week.
I didn't like Jason last week. That's correct. This is different. This one's different, if you ask me, for a couple of reasons. One, the conversation that he was having with the official handed him that technical foul, and Jaylen did the right thing. He separated himself from that official. People want to argue that he shouldn't have approached another official, he shouldn't have voiced his opinion at all. All right, that's fair if you want to say that, but that's not where that second technical foul came from. It came from another official who was far, far away from Jaylen. And whether he didn't like his body language or the mannerisms he was doing, I don't think that's enough for him to decide, okay, your night is over. Sure, the Celtics won the game. It didn't cost them a game tonight. But I don't think an official, to use Jaylen's words, should be that emotional over something like that, or at least have that trigger figure to hand out two technical fouls that I felt like just didn't. That second one wasn't warranted, if you ask me.
Here's Jaylen talking about the ejection after.
To be honest, I'm not sure. But I wish I would have got my money's worth. I always thought my first career ejection would be something a little more exciting. Maybe a tussle or something. Guys get folded up, go to the ground. Not some over-emotional ref who had a bad day. What I'm most upset about is I should have got my money's worth.
What was the second thing that got you tossed?
I don't know. So I think it's a difference between showing emotion and it being disrespectful or derogatory towards another person. I don't think I was directing it towards him whatsoever, especially on the second one. It wasn't even close. I'm on the bench. You know what I mean? I'm talking from the sideline. He can't even hear anything I'm saying. So if he calls a tech from across the court, that's for sure. Have to do with somebody having their emotions too involved in whatever else is going on and they accessing their power with technical fouls. I ain't gonna comment on officiating in general, but I am gonna comment on this guy in particular tonight. I thought that was bullshit.
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
So he was frustrated. There's no doubt about it.
I don't blame him, man.
I do think in terms of the demeanor after, you do have to calm down a little bit. Chris Stapps talked about this too. The team as a whole has to do a better job of not being so demonstrative toward the rest. And I don't think that's been a massive problem for this year, especially comparing it to recent years where it's been out of control. But in moments like that, you take yourself out of a 10-point game at that point.
Right.
You're prone to give up that lead and lose this game. And I did start to think, as we saw the Knicks claw within seven, they might blow this. And that would have been an absolute disaster. You can laugh about it. And the Celtics mostly did after, the way he reacted. They were like, look at the look on Sam's face.
Right.
But you lose the game, it's a completely different reaction to that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's why I side with Jaylen in the same sense, because it's like, if that was the case, it'd be that much more disappointing. It'd be frustrating if you're the Celtics. And I understand that if you're Jaylen. I just think that this is something that's been going along. That's been something that's been going on across the league. I don't know if it's a matter of the referees are trying to, you know, do the annual draw a line in the sand and try to get players to stop chirping, which is always a thing that they do year after year. But this deep into the regular season is when they usually start to dial it back a little bit. And I'm waiting for I'm waiting to see that across the league. So I don't think this is just about what happened here at TD Garden. It's been happening across the league. The Lakers, 1 week into the season, they emailed the league. I don't know if the Celtics will take it that far, but hopefully this type of thing doesn't happen again between the officials and a particular player. Now, for the officials to go out and talk about his body language and doing when you push somebody off or you know, it's like, I don't want to hear what you have to say. According to the guidebook, that's a form of disrespect, but I just feel like throwing the book at Jalen in this instant, I didn't think it was fair.
Yeah, the demonstrative approach, much like Jason last week. I agree. Right. The second one, questionable, especially with him on the bench, not able to interact directly with the ref there. That's probably why he got so fired up. So I do agree with you that unlike the Jason one, which I thought was warranted a week ago in terms of how he reacted to that situation, Jalen, especially not being a guy who complains as much. Kristaps even said that. That's not him.
His first ejection.
He wanted
to be a tussle or something. And man, if they didn't hold him back, maybe it would have been. But I guess he was ejected already at that point.
It was crazy. Yeah. You can go watch that. We had some video of it too up on Celtics All Access here. We'll talk a little bit about Kristaps Porzingis' return in the next video here. He played a big part in this win tonight. But Celtics trying to figure out that officiating. It's a story again to start this year. And you wonder how this is going to progress throughout the flow of the year. Are they going to be able to compose themselves in these situations better? Or are we still going to see these interactions for the rest of the year? Let us know below. And we have off until Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Celtics-Cavs is going to be a mini-series. And they'll get back to work early next week. So well-deserved rest here for the Celtics. Best they've looked offensively in a minute here. And we'll have more coverage, more conversation into next week here. For now, Josue Pavone, Bobby Mann, this has been the Garden Report.
You know, I've been looking for the best deal on Celtics tickets. And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports festivals, and more. You can use my code DREAMERSPRO for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code DREAMERSPRO. Make sure you check the link in the description to download the app.